How to find the best stim toys for you. Hi, I'm Ducky. I used to be a pediatric doctor interested in neurodevelopmental conditions until I had a bit of a mental health crisis of my own. Subsequently found out that I am also neurodivergent. Surprise, surprise. I left the profession because I had to prioritise my mental health. It was not good in that position. And now I work as a peer trainer for other neurodivergent adults who are on their journey. So I do this. This is my job. The first step is to think of stim toys as things that engage with your different sensory systems. So you have to identify different senses. So there's the five traditional ones of sight, so visual, hearing, sound, touch, taste, and smell. Touch, there's also deep pressure. You've also got other senses like proprioception. That's your awareness of where you are in space. You've also got vestibular, which is dizziness and spinning. And you've also got interoception, and that's the awareness of your internal shenanigans, for want of a better word. Things like hunger, thirst, and also can relate to emotions, but there's another term for that, which is alexithymia, as a type of interoception. Anyway, I am going off track. There's also temperature and pain. So the first step is considering all of these different senses. You need to think about them and how you relate to them. Are you hypo or hypersensitive to any of these, or are you fairly neutral in terms of your experience of them? Consider that when you interact with and set off that particular sense, do you feel energized or do you feel calm? Sometimes it can be a bit of both. If you tend to be avoiding of those are things that if you were to make it easier to avoid those types of senses, they may give you a different kind of calming effect. Generally, they don't tend to be alerting. Once you've identified the senses that are particular to you in terms of what you enjoy, find energizing or calming, that can help you look for things that will help satisfy that. I like deep pressure and I also like a change in temperature. So I like stim toys that have a decent weight to them to feel, and also often made out of metal because then they're often cool, or sometimes stone. I find these very calming to hold if they've got a bit of weight. So simply just a crystal, a smooth polished crystal in a pleasing shape to me is a very simple but very effective stim toy for me. I find it extremely calming and it's just very, very comforting to me, as an example. And that brings you to experiment. Go looking for and seeking things particularly to do with different senses. That will make it easier to look for and know what you're looking for in terms of trying things out. Trying things out is really fun, but these things cost money. And yes, absolutely, you can share with others, and none of us can buy everything we possibly might want to try. So these few steps can help you narrow down what is more likely to help you than others. If anyone would like me to make a post about particular types of things that are helpful for people with different sensory interests, then let me know. Give me a little follow, comment. Have you ever tried this?